Good evening. Welcome to another exciting session this evening here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center under the tutelage and the apostleship of Apostle Leroy Thompson, Sr. We're thankful for the apostolic and the prophetic grace that is upon his life that's being imparted and passed on to the next generation. Tonight, we're going to look at times of revealing, which is chapter what in the book? Chapter 15 in your books. Okay. Times of revealing, which is the fourth stage of the end time revival. Let's go.
The fourth stage of the end time revival.
Is called the times of revealing.
The times of revelation.
The times of revelation is like or can be likened unto the early rain
that comes, from the presence of God,
that comes forth from the presence of God,
softening the hearts of the church,
to draw the church into a place
of communion and relationship
with the Father.
Her walk is established
in sonship.
The times of repentance
is the breaking up of the fallow grounds
of her heart,
so that every and all idle ground
is repossessed
and used for God's glory.
We start to live more fully
for God and for his kingdom.
The times of refreshing
is like the latter rain
that comes forth from God's presence,
causing the seed that's been planted into our souls to germinate
and to mature into harvest.
The seed rises up into its full potential
and life.
We are now in the times of refreshing.
Those of us who have faithfully walked
in the revelations of God
and have lived our lives in total separation
from the flesh
and from sin,
we are seeing a wonderful time
of refreshing that only comes
from the presence of God.
We are keenly conscious
that God is in us
and God is for us
and God is with us.
We have found in God the fullness of joy.
We have drawn together
to seek God's face
and deeper communion.
We have drawn together
to minister to one another
and deeper fellowship.
Various physical manifestations
that is caused by the anointing
of the Holy Spirit
is breaking forth in and upon the church.
Christians are flocking to different parts
of the world
to witness these spiritual signs
and wonders.
A, understanding the times of revealing.
Number one,
the times of revealing
is the time of the manifestation
of the Son of God.
In the sons of God.
Now read for me Romans 8:19.
Romans chapter 8 verse 19.
So important to understand that we're not in this school of apostolic and prophetic ministry.
We're not training and developing Christians,
we're training and developing sons and daughters.
don't matter what label they put on us. We, the Bible and Jesus, Lord have mercy. You know, the word Christians or the term Christians was first manifested at Antioch. We know what it means to be Christ-like. That's okay. But sometimes we leave out the most important part. We are sons and daughters. We are heirs of God. Heirs of God, which means we have the same footing and the same standing as the Lord Jesus Christ. We're heirs of God and we are joint heirs with the Christ. So in Romans 8:19, the scripture declares, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. You understand that? All of creation is yearning and waiting for the full manifestation of the sons of God. I'll put it another way. The Son of God being revealed, are you listening? To the sons of God. You listening? That's the most important thing. The Son being made manifest in us. Well, first of all, to us, in us, and then finally, through us. Go ahead, daughter.
Christ is going to be made manifest.
Christ is going to be made manifest
in the saints.
Notice that. Christ is going to be made what? Manifest in what? The saints. Turn to Hebrews chapter number 3. Come on, quickly. Read the first 4, 5, 6 verses. I'll tell you when to stop. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Notice that term, the anointed man, Jesus. Not Jesus, the anointed one, Jesus Christ, but the anointed man, Jesus. Read.
Who was faithful
to God that appointed him, as also Moses was also faithful in all of his house. For this man, referring to Christ Jesus, was counted more worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house hath more what? Honor than the house. Read. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. Here it comes. But Christ, as a son over what? His own house. Whose house are we? Whose house are? Are you listening? See, you remember in Matthew 16, Jesus said, based upon the revelation that I am the Christ, I am the Son of the living God, that I will build my church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Are you listening?
Yes,
so Christ, are you listening? Christ is faithful over his house. Well, who is his house? We are. You listening? The church. He's the head of the church, which is his body. You listening? We are a spiritual house built for habitation by the Spirit. You listening?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, all sonship is connected to the Holy Spirit being present in us.
Amen.
Go ahead, daughter.
We have heard
that Christ is coming for the saints.
We believe
that Christ is coming with the saints.
But this is the greatest hour
of the church.
And Christ is coming forth
in, us, his saints. This is God's eternal plan
that all the sons
will be conformed to the image of God, not only only begotten Son, but his first begotten Son from the dead. Are you listening? And the church is indeed the first begotten from the dead. Because whatever happened to Christ also happened to his church. Are you listening? The church is flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Go ahead.
6 days.
6 days. After Jesus told the disciples
that they would not see death
until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
He was transfigured before them.
He was what? Transfigured before them.
The transfiguration
was the coming forth
of God's glory
through a human body. We have that same glory today. I said we have that same glory residing on the inside of us today. And in maturity, we're going to start seeing transfiguration. Go ahead.
The life and power
that is within the body of Christ
permeated through his entire being.
6 days later, God is still making a man.
But this time,
it is a corporate man. This time it's a what?
A corporate man.
The body of Christ. A corporate man. Not individuals, but individuals that come together to make up the corporate man. Are you listening? Christ is a many-membered body. Never forget that. One Christ, but many members. And God set the members in the body as it what? Pleases him. You listening? And every joint must supply. Every joint. That's what apostles have been training us. Are you listening? You're not here to depend upon the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. We're here to train you to become Christ. As a matter of fact, we're here to train you that you reach the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ so that you can be perfect to do the work of the ministry so that the body of Christ can be edified. That's Ephesians 4:11 through 16. Go ahead.
The second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ,
which is the Lord Jesus Christ,
was begotten on the fourth
day.
And he is the head of the church,
the body of Christ.
The times of revealing
is the manifestation of this oneness
of the head
and the body
upon the earth.
Isn't that something? The body of Christ, which is us, we're in the earth. You listening? But we're supposed to receive all of our nutrients and nutrition from the head. You listening? The head got out of the grave, ascended up on high, took a seat at the right hand of the Father, but it would seem like the body was left in the grave. Are you listening? Well, why is that? Because of a lack of what? Revelation knowledge. You listening? Religion, tradition, humanism. You listening? Organized religion cannot produce real sons and daughters. The pastoral form of government, you listening, have made pets out of people. But the apostolic and the prophetic is designed by God to make sons and daughters. Go ahead.
We are about to see
the Son of God
made manifest
in the sons of God.
And expressing himself
in all of his fullness
through the church.
The seeds of revelation,
faith, love,
and power
will spring up into full maturity.
The eternal purpose of God
to bring forth many sons
to glory
and to see each one of them
conformed to the image and likeness of the Christ is about to be fulfilled.
Number two,
the times of revealing is also a time of seeing the fullness of who we are in Christ. See, if you can't see it, you can't manifest it. If you're not taught who you are, and if you can't catch who you are, you listening? You'll remain the same. Go ahead.
When the life of Christ
is more revealed, notice that, where at? In us. More revealed in us than the ministry and the calling of our lives will come into full expression. We will begin to see the fullness of his purpose in us who believe. All that God has deposited inside of us will come into his fullness. Our life, character, calling, and ministries will come to express more of Christ. We will see each gift and each talent that is given to us coming into its fullness of use and in magnitude of glory. We will come to a greater maturity in our character and into our expression of Christ. Many dramatic change of lives will be recorded during these times of revealing. Now hold that for a second. Somebody get Galatians 1. We're going to read verses 11 until I say stop. Or I stop. How about that? This is the apostle Paul writing to the church at Galatia. You listening? Now watch what he says. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. You notice that, huh? The gospel, Paul said, the apostle, that I preach is not after man. It's not after the traditions of men. It's not after the religion of men. You listening? Go ahead. For he said, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. But by the what? Revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus Christ revealed himself to me. You listening? Go ahead. For you have heard of many conversations in times past, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure, I persecuted the church of God, and I wasted it, and I profited in the Jews' religion above many mine own equals. In mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Times of what? Revealing. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by what? His grace. Now, grace means what? Ownership. Grace means what? Ownership. Faith is stewardship. You listening? It takes faith, stewardship, to connect properly to grace, which is ownership. We have to own being sons and daughters. You listening? 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons and the daughters of God. You listening? That's who we are. Keep reading. Notice, to reveal his son in me. That's times of revealing. To reveal his son in me. Go ahead. That I might preach him among the heathen. Now, here comes our turn. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and I returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and I abode with him 15 days. That's enough. 15 is the number of rest. I wanted to make sure I hadn't run in vain. I went up to those who were apostles before me. You listening? They were called the apostles of the Lamb. Are you listening? That's the ones that Jesus chose. Thank you. And they were familiar with his earthly ministry because he selected them and they walked with him until the time he hung on that tree and was taken from them. Are you listening? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Number three.
The time of revealing will also bring the ministry of Christ to full maturity. The prophets and the apostles will come into full maturity and function.
There will be many apostolic teams
ministering to establish the churches
in apostolic power
and in apostolic authority.
Number four,
the times of revealing is also a fulfillment of the times of the Gentiles.
This is God's time of harvest.
Of his inheritance in us, his saints.
All that God planted
into the saints
will come to what?
Full maturity. God is going to reap his harvest.
A pure people
separated unto and for himself.
Unprecedented in holiness.
Unequaled in purity,
unmatched in battle,
unwavering in task,
and in commitment,
unfailing in love,
and in devotion to God,
untouched by the flames of hell.
The times of the Gentiles.
Are times when the redemptive purpose
are made available to the Gentiles.
God has a purpose
in touching the Gentiles.
And the time frame that God has
set for them
is called the fullness of the Gentiles.
Or the times of the Gentiles.
There are a few specific things
that God wants to establish
in these times of the Gentiles.
The maturing of all that God has invested
and sown into the saints.
God will receive a harvest
of his inheritance that is in us, his saints.
The saints will come to maturity.
And they will become the people of God's possession.
The gospel of the kingdom
will be made available
to every tribe
and kindred
across the nations.
God will have a harvest of souls from the sinners.
Multitudes
will respond to the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
See,
Christ will be fully revealed and preached unto the Gentiles. This will draw the Jews to jealousy and draw them back to God's presence. Christ, who is the seed of the woman,
will be fully manifested
to destroy the seed of the serpent. That's Genesis 3:15. Go ahead. D.
Individual Jews
who are not continuing in unbelief
will also be grafted
into the rich root of the olive tree.
They were earlier cut off corporately
as a nation
when they rejected their Messiah,
the Lord Jesus Christ, because of what?
Unbelief.
Go ahead.
E.
The corporate Israel
is being made ready
to be grafted in as a nation.
There are seven major issues
that are preparing the heart
and the minds of the Jews
towards the end time purposes of God.
Number one,
the present outpouring of the Holy Spirit
upon the Jews
across the entire world.
Two,
the search for the foundation
and site
for the temple to be built.
Three,
the search for the Messiah goes on.
Four,
the Jewish hope of seeing the kingdom
of Israel fully restored.
Five,
the consciousness of the presence
of the Antichrist
in response to the temple sacrifices
is very real to the Jews.
Number six,
the battle of Armageddon,
beginning with the battle
where God and Magog
will first
and where Gog and Magog will first invade Israel.
And seven,
the second coming of Christ
is during this time of the battle,
where Israel is surrounded by all nations.
Christ will reveal himself
as the Redeemer and the King of Israel.
These seven issues
are heavily pounding the heart of the Jews,
who are becoming more conscious
of their eternal purpose and destiny.
The preparation of the Jews
also signals or signifies the completion
of God's purpose in the church
and prepares the church
to be taken out of this world
and be caught up to him
in the heavens.
Number five,
the times of revealing
are going to be times of acceleration
of God's work on the earth.
A quickening spirit
will be released upon the church
and in everything that the church does.
The number of churches
that are springing forth
in supernatural power
will rise quickly
across the nation.
The maturity process of the saints
will be speeded up manyfold.
The conversion rate of new Christians
will be very high.
Many will be brought into the kingdom. the impact upon city after city
will be a reality.
Cities and villages
will be shaken by the supernatural power
that is released through the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lives will change dramatically.
And young believers
are going to mature quickly
into fruitful ministry.
Number six,
the times of revealing
will speed up the last three stages.
And revival will explode upon us.
The times of restoration,
the times of reformation,
and the times of the revivalists
will climax, or I should say, are climaxing in these last years
before Christ's imminent return.
Now, we're talking about the second coming. There's a difference between the second coming and the fact that he's already returned unto us in the person of the Holy Spirit.
You will probably not hear many people preach that because they miss it.
You listening?
When Jesus ascended, he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you.
And when the Holy Spirit come to you, that's me in you.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
So stop waiting for me to come back. I'm already in you.
Are you listening?
If you go head on and manifest me, the second coming will take care of itself.
Go ahead.
When Christ is fully made manifest
in the saints,
the process of revival becomes unstoppable.
When Christ is made manifest,
he will destroy every work
of the evil one.
Every satanic work of sin
and sickness
will be challenged by the rising church.
Dramatic healings
and deliverances
will break upon us.
When Christ is made manifest,
he will destroy the influence
and power of sin.
Every influence
and every temptation of sin
will be brought under the subjection
of the saints.
Dramatic victories
and transformed lives
will emerge across the nation.
And all of this because of times of revealing,
the manifestation of the sons of God.
See you next time.